also covers many key aspects of voice development, from high notes to timbre to extreme vocal power. I've seen students make huge improvements to their voice that were shocking, even to me. Go to www.gumroad.com/1/SOXYJ. Here's to your success, James. I recommend that you read the entire book at least once before trying any of the techniques. For example, the three pillars of singing are spread throughout the book. Reading the whole book will give you a much better understanding of the full method, and it will be easier to apply. Technique number one, warm-ups are super important. If you start practicing without a proper warm-up, you can hurt your voice. Not only that, you will be wasting your time if you try to grow your voice without a proper warm-up. Only after your voice is warmed up can it start to grow and expand. Otherwise, whatever exercises you're doing to expand your range or improve your tone will only warm up your voice, but nothing more than that. That said, there is a benefit to warming up your voice daily. Even if all you do is warm up, it will help your voice maintain any previous gains and stay in shape. There could be a slight improvement in the voice after a few months of warm-ups, but of course we want to expand its range and improve its tone. So, how should you warm up your voice? In one word, gradually. Start by humming on a 5-tone scale. Move up the scale 1/2 a note at a time.